Hi, welcome to Siegel & Gale Says, a podcast highlighting our brand consultants' points of view in audio format. I'm Daniel Alonso, a member of the marketing team at Siegel & Gale. Siegel & Gale is a preeminent brand strategy, design, and experience firm. The last 50 years, we have helped build the world's leading brands through strategies, stories, and experiences that are elegantly simple and unexpectedly fresh. When organizations have complex brand-building questions, whether around mergers and acquisitions, strategic positioning, brand identity, experience, or growth, they turn to our experts. In this episode, our Senior Director of Strategy, Melanie McShane, reads, "The Real Value of Brand Purpose Emerges." Originally published on SiegelGale.com and co-authored with co-CEO and Chief Strategy Officer David Cerreri, this article explores how brand leaders are viewing purpose as a call to do more with less, and as a tool to pivot quickly and blend empathy with science for authentic, impactful action. This is Siegel & Gale Says.
My name is Melanie McShane. I am a Senior Strategy Director at Siegel & Gale. Dolly Parton once said, "Find out who you are and do it on purpose." I've spent my career advising leaders of the world's foremost organizations on their business, brand, and experiences. And I found the queen of country, book lady, entrepreneur has much to teach us whatever boardroom you're in. So today I'm going to focus on her words and examine what it means to do it on purpose. We spend a lot of time with clients and leaders as they navigate a world upended by COVID. When they speak about decision-making, we hear things like, "We're doing it because this is who we are," that cuts can't include our principles. And these decisions are huge, but they are also simply human. The recurring theme is that our brand purpose is directing us through some of the toughest challenges we and our communities have faced, ensuring we deliver both utility and delight in crisis and in the hopefully calmer times ahead. These leaders have reimagined global business models, upended their markets, overhauled strategies, launched new products, and staged massive redeployments of budgets and skilled workforces. Along the way, they've created some real lasting social impact, protecting the well-being of employees, channeling goods and services to healthcare workers, and creating the infrastructure needed to fight COVID-19. These extreme acts of creativity and resilience are showing us all what they really stand for. Of course, none of these initiatives were planned. These innovations would have never made the 2020 strategic agenda, and many would have been regarded as fantastical. Yet here these companies are, making the remarkable seem simple. The defining behaviour of successful leaders in this crisis and beyond, then, is to use brand purpose to drive actions that benefit people and business together. It's happening in some of the world's biggest corporations at a fundamental level. From the C-suite to the front lines, across each sector, acting with purpose has begun to separate leaders from also-rans. And more often than not, it's CMOs and marketing leaders who are rising to this challenge most adeptly, working with their executives to make bold moves. So, as these leaders put purpose into action, what practices can we learn from? Well, there are three that we observe. The first practice is they commit to contributing. Leaders are asking themselves, when we look back at this time, will we be able to say, yes, we did all we could? During a massive shock to business as usual, it's tempting to take a wait-and-see approach. What we're seeing is leaders do make bold moves to double down on doing what they believe is right. So what are a couple of examples of that in action? CVS's purpose is to help people on the path of better health. In response to the dire need for increased testing, they committed to the incredibly tough goal of equipping retail locations for drive-through testing. It's a huge design challenge and logistical task, and has turned out to be far more difficult than anyone expected. But they've stayed the course. Norman de Greve, their CMO, said, "It's going to be easy to focus on ROI-driven things, but purpose is what will be more memorable over this period than having high efficiency of ROI." In another sector entirely, Chobani aspires to provide better food to more people. In response to the pandemic, their leadership began daily donations of products to food banks across the USA and converted their own cafe spaces into pantries to serve those made vulnerable. Peter McGuinness, their chairman, said simply, "How you behave in a crisis is really important. We don't want to be one of those companies that takes. We want to give." These companies' contributions aren't tied to immediate revenue, but their leaders understand that these are investments worth making. They commit. The second behaviour is the start of the end. Now, this is more than decisiveness. These leaders imagine future states, then work backwards to build what's needed to achieve them. Their simple, relevant purpose provides the world vision, and their role within it, required for innovation like this. With real outcomes in mind, they dramatically realign their capabilities to solve problems and deliver on their purpose. A couple more examples of that then. SAP's purpose is to help the world run better. As the health and economic crisis has worsened, it's become clear to SAP's leaders that their enterprise-level products and services could help millions of businesses and health organisations and their users to keep running and run better. So SAP made their tools available for free. During any crisis, said Alicia Tillman, SAP CMO, it becomes a real test of strength of your brand and how well your brand understands what matters most to people right now. Allbirds is another example. A sustainability-driven B Corp, they're obsessed with comfort. That's their purpose. Now, recognizing that healthcare workers are on their feet for exhausting shifts, Allbirds move quickly to give away their shoes. They envisaged a front line that could feel a little more comfortable at the end of a hard day. But when it became apparent the demand for their donated shoes was compromising the needs of their own employees, they came up with a new plan. Now, for every pair purchased, they'd split the cost of donating a pair. Knowing exactly what kind of impact they want to create, Allbirds wasn't deflected from their end goal when the cost became too high. They just changed the means of getting there. The third of these behaviours is collaborate to overcome. These leaders share a common belief. They know that COVID-19 is a common enemy, the ultimate competitor that no one can beat alone. That explains why some of the most inspiring responses to this crisis have come in the form of collaborations. Partnerships where leaders have rallied others to accomplish something that they couldn't do alone. General Motors and Ventec joined forces in March to mass-produce ventilators for an overtaxed healthcare system. Now, GM has always been about innovation, and in this time of need, they and their supply chain providers raised the challenge. They all came together as equals with Ventec, despite their differences in scale and expertise, to massively ramp up production. GM explained that we joined the fight against the coronavirus because it's the right thing to do, and because we believe our talent and ingenuity can help the world win this fight. Said GM head Mary Barra, "We are proud to stand with other American companies and our skilled employees to meet the needs of this global pandemic." In a similar vein, American Express also stepped up. They are committed through their purpose of providing powerful backing to thrive, and they were quick to recognize that the global pandemic represents an existential threat to small businesses. In response, American Express formed Stand for Small, a big, broad coalition of partners, including some of American Express's fiercest rivals. United by a common interest, these huge brands are making their services more affordable and accessible to small businesses and alleviating the crushing burden proprietors face. And they're putting their resources behind it to amplify the program and drive awareness of the importance of continuing to shop small. "We've always believed in the power of partnership," said Stephen Squarey, Chairman and CEO of American Express. "And we could not be prouder to stand tall for small with more than 40 partners." So what's the big takeaway here? Well, for me, it's back to the simplicity of Dolly's big thought. Decide who you are and do it on purpose. Simplicity requires clarity of purpose, knowing who you are and where you want the world to get to. And simplicity also requires focus, taking the actions to get there, whatever the distractions. In that sense, simple works wonders. Perhaps this is an invitation to all of us to reflect on purpose and consider how to act on it. To reflect on purpose by thinking about your own brand. Is there a purpose that's clear and relevant? Is it serving you well by helping you and your people do the right thing, whatever their role? And are you using it to make big strategic choices in your own organization? And are these choices made simpler by that purpose? And act on it by adopting the three purpose-led practices. Commit to contributing, start at the end, and collaborate to overcome. Or, as Dolly put it with such stunning simplicity, find out who you are and do it on purpose.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Siegel & Gale Says. You can read more thought leadership pieces and explore our work at siegelgale.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcast or wherever you listen. While you're at it, please leave us a review. See you next time.